Good afternoon. Come in. Come in. My last client had an extended session, so please, just get comfy and lay back on the seat and relax. I need to shuffle around some paperwork, and then we'll start your session. So, how have you been since we last met? Did you take some time to reflect and muse over our discussion? Good. That's so good to hear. Okay, and here's your file. I'm ready to get started. Now, I know we touched on this last time, but to tell you the truth, I don't think it was the right time. You needed more time for it to marinate. Which isn't a bad thing, considering you were still trying to recollect the events of the night. Your subconscious still did not have sufficient time to process the fractured scenes you do remember. With that said, I'm hoping what we discussed last week helped in progressing both of us to tackle that next step. So, taking a look at my notes here. We ran out of time as you were finishing describing your night at the club with your girlfriend. You mentioned you were so intoxicated that most of the night was a blur, and you couldn't recall any more details. But I think you remember much more than you want to admit. Listen, this is a safe space. It's paramount for you to accept your personal thoughts and preferences, which is exactly why I'm here. And I assure you, we will achieve that together. But we can't achieve that unless you tell me everything. Do you understand? Okay, let's do a cognitive exercise. I'm going to read what I have written down from our last session, and I want you to relax in that chair and imagine everything I'm saying. You can close your eyes if that helps. I'm going to fill in some of the gaps in your memory, and I just want you to nod your head in agreeance if I get it correct. Does that sound okay? Do you have any questions? What happens if I get it wrong? I'm confident that won't be an issue. Are you ready? Great. Relax. Close your eyes. Breathe. And relive every detail as I tell them. You understand? Good. Let's start from the very beginning. You were laying on a bed. Do you remember that? You can nod your head for me if you do. Okay, and you were pretending to scroll through your phone. Instinctually scrolling, but you weren't paying attention, were you? Your eyes kept darting up. Watching your girlfriend try on different dresses for the night. Watching the different materials grip her curves, support her supple breasts, and form over her body like it was painted on her. And then you saw it. That tight black dress, her breasts nearly spilling out the top. Showing the tops of her lace bra. The dress cut so short, her thick butt barely covered by the thin material. You knew that was the one, didn't you? It's why, after so many outfits, you finally spoke up. You encouraged her, and she took your advice. You had something else in mind, though, didn't you? You had other intentions when you subconsciously picked out that dress for her? That's right. You're nodding yes. Those intentions. You knew the club you were going to wasn't in the best part of town. Yet you still decided to dress her up in the shortest, tightest, sluttiest outfit she owned. You knew she was going to be the center of attention on the dance floor. And you wanted that. It's okay. It's okay to want that. And there's more to it, isn't there? Dressing her up like that wasn't for her sake, but yours. It's okay. Take a deep breath. I can see that you're tensing up. Do you need me to remind you that this is a safe space? A safe space to talk about those feelings? To feel those feelings? I'm not here to judge you, sweetheart. And it's totally okay to want these things. Nice, deep breaths. I need you to relax for me, okay? There we go. It's better. You wanted to show off your girlfriend. But you didn't want to lay claim and make them jealous, did you? It's good. You just keep nodding when I'm right. You wanted your girlfriend as bait. And that's okay. That is 100% okay. I totally understand. Do you remember what she looked like sitting beside you in the Uber? How her dress was riding up and revealing her panties. You do remember that, don't you? Good. Do you remember which ones they were? That's right. The crotchless ones. The ones that she said she bought for you. But she never once wore them before. Is that correct? How did that make you feel? A little jealous? Excited? Aroused? Yeah, that's what I thought. No, you don't need to worry. Keep your hands to the side and relax. Don't cover up. You just nod, okay? Let's fast forward a little bit. Do you remember being on the dance floor? Gently gripping onto her waist as she rolled her hips and grinded into you? Did it feel good? I know it did. But there's more, isn't there? You weren't lost in the sensations of her thick ass rubbing into your hardness, were you? You saw more than that. All the bodies surrounding you, watching her, watching your girlfriend. Those tall, handsome, muscular men. Real men. Alphas. Weren't they? It's okay to nod. That's it. Those men watched her like predators hunting their next prey. Didn't they? And how did that make you feel? Insignificant? Weak? to be surrounded by such perfect alpha males. All making their way to you and to your girlfriend. And you just loved it, didn't you? Yeah, it's good. It's totally okay to like it. To want it. And then you left her, didn't you? As those men closed their distance on your gorgeous woman, you abandoned her. You made your way to the bar, offered to get her a drink, and never looked back. Not until you took two shots yourself. And after those two shots, do you remember what you saw when you turned around? Drinks in hand? It took less than 5 minutes for them to just swarm her. It's okay. It's okay. Just let it happen. Let your cock twitch. It's just the two of us here. Are you okay if I keep going? It's good. Focus on that memory. Watching your girlfriend through the crowd. Watching her grinding and rolling her hips into another man. Are you remembering it now? All those little details finally filling in. And what did you do? You froze and just watched. You saw his muscular arms wrapping around her. His strong, rippling definition twitch as he gripped onto her and pulled her back until there was no space between her ass and his cock. It's okay. You can nod for me. Because that's what happened. And how did it make you feel? The same as right now? Uncontrollably aroused? It's okay to feel this way. It's normal. And while we're here, absolutely encouraged. Take a nice deep breath. Nice deep breaths as you sink deeper into the chair. And you stood there, and you watched. He was so much stronger than you. So much more handsome. And your girlfriend just melted into his arms, didn't she? She didn't try to fight it. And that's exactly what you wanted. It is exactly why you chose to dress her up like that. Why you left her as soon as he closed in. You wanted to see what would happen. You were hoping this would happen. And it's okay. It's okay to want that. Do you remember seeing her pretty face now? Seeing her lips parted, a silent moan escaping her mouth in the loud, dark, and crowded dance floor? Do you remember him kissing her neck? Her not fighting it, And then what? His other hand? It wasn't wrapped around her waist anymore, was it? See? Your memories of that night are slowly coming back. And it's okay. It's all gonna be okay. You just keep breathing nice and deep for me. And relax. And nod. It's good. It's very good. You remember seeing his hand? It was between her legs. His fingers crawled into her. They were. And she was moaning to his fingers, sliding in and out of her wet pussy. Your girlfriend was right there on the dance floor, getting fingered and violated by this perfect specimen. And you couldn't even stop it if you wanted to. Could you? But that's okay, because you didn't want to stop it. You just stood there, frozen, watching. And she came, didn't she? That's it. Just nod for me. It's okay. She came with his fingers. And you watched. Oh, no, no. Don't shy away. I want you to know that it's okay to be aroused. It's okay for you to want to watch. For you to admire him as much as you do her. He was handsome, wasn't he? Perfectly sculpted. He was the exact type of man that your girlfriend needed to feel pleasure. That's good. Just accept it. Accept it and know that it's okay. It's gonna be okay. Do you remember what happened next? They left the dance floor. He took her hand and he led her upstairs. Past the velvet rope. Right to the empty VIP section. Is that correct? And what else? The bouncers followed. Equally muscular and in really tight shirts. They followed your girlfriend and her new man upstairs, didn't they? Yeah. See? You're remembering. You needed to see, didn't you? So you swallowed both drinks and you made your way through the crowd. You pushed your way past with such determination until you reached the bottom of the staircase. And then you paused there, didn't you? It's okay. I know you did. She's been gone for nearly 10 minutes by this point, and you just needed to know. You went upstairs. This is where your memory seemed to falter last week. Let me fill them in. It's okay. It's okay. Remember, just nod. Don't worry about my end. Trust me, and just relax for me. Here we go. That's it, hun. Just relax. Relax. It's okay. You knew what you were going to walk into, didn't you? It didn't matter how loud the music was. You could hear her as clear as day. Your girlfriend screaming, moaning, making noises you never even heard before. You're starting to remember now, aren't you? The perverse scene unfolding in front of you as they came into view. Do you remember what you saw? Yeah, you do? That's good. I want you to just picture it. Relive it in your mind. Accept that it turned you on while you were watching her. I can see your cock twitching. It's straining against your pants. I think you should take it out for me. Good boy. Now stroke it very slowly. Stroke your cock to the memory of your girlfriend being used to pleasure those men. Those strong, handsome gods. That's it. Do you remember how she looked? On her knees in front of them. Their massive cocks at attention. Sitting on the VIP couch around her as she was taking each and every one of them in her mouth. Keep stroking. I know it turned you on. It's okay to want that. To want it and enjoy it. To love it. Do you remember what they put around her neck? That jeweled collar with the words "Come Slut" written on it. How each man took a hold of her leash and led her to their cocks. How she was moaning and choking on their lengths. Do you remember the strings of spit and saliva each time she pulled up for air? She made such a mess, didn't she? But nobody was worried about that. They just kept forcing her head back down like she was a fucking pleasure pet for them. And you like that, don't you? You like knowing she was the perfect little fuck toy for those bulls. Taking each of their thick, meaty cocks down her throat. Like a whore who was being paid for it. Watching her perfectly manicured hands furiously pumping at their lengths. Desperately milking their cocks. Did you notice how much smaller her hands looked on them compared to you? Oh, you did, huh? It made you squirm. You wanted more. Which is why you didn't stop it. Not when they took turns face-fucking your girlfriend. And definitely not when you saw them standing up to surround her. I know. You stood there and rubbed that cock through your pants as you watched these embodiments of masculinity lead her on all fours by the leash, like a bitch in heat. Didn't you? And that's okay. I know you loved it. And I want you to love it. I want you to keep stroking yourself but I want you to do it faster. Good boy. Do you remember the face she made when he first entered her? How his cock pushed between the opening in those panties? The ones that were meant for you? And how he impaled her? Do you remember the silent screams escaping her mouth as her eyes rolled to the back of her skull? She nearly came from his girth alone, didn't she? That's right, you just keep stroking for me. Keep stroking and keep your eyes closed. I want you to accept it. Accept that massive cock sliding into your precious girlfriend. Accept you'll never hit the spots that he did. That he ruined her with his manhood. Do you remember how wet she was? How his cock was instantly coated and glistening under those dim lights? And how he was just gripping her leash and pulling her back until he was practically inside her stomach. Yeah, stroke that cock. Keep stroking it just like that. The way you like. Do you remember her screams of pleasure? The guttural, needy sounds escaping her lips as he was pumping in and out of her. Using her dripping pussy like it was his property. I want that image burned into your mind. Those noises she was making echoing in your memory. Keep stroking it. That's right. You're being so good. And when she got too loud, do you remember what happened next? Yeah, you do. That was a very good nod. Let me remind you anyway. She had another cock shoved between those pretty lips of hers before she could even utter another moan. The same lips you kissed just an hour earlier. Now stretched around the bouncer's thick dick. And they all took turns, didn't they? They took turns pumping their cocks into her from both ends while the others stood around with their dicks in hand, jerking them just like you are right now. She looked so pretty, didn't she? There on her knees, with her tits swaying back and forth as she was getting spit roasted. Her hands occupied with two others. You loved her for it. You loved how much pleasure she was getting. An amount of pleasure you have never been able to give her. That's right. Accept it. Nod. Jerk that cock. It's so good. This is how it's going to be from now on. Your girlfriend's a slut for big cocks. She is a greedy whore for strong, muscular men. And you are her beta now. Stroke your cock faster, good boy. Do you want to come? Come to the memory of watching your love made airtight. I want you to come. I want you to know that this is okay. I want you to accept it. And pleasure yourself to it. And come to it. That's what you want to do, right? Come. You should. You should come like they did. With one buried inside her snatch and the other down her throat. Two more on her hands and her face and her body. They covered your girlfriend inside and out with their huge loads. The white ribbons of cum shooting out their cocks, making your girlfriend their whore for themselves. While you stood there and watched. Mm-hmm. Pump that cum out of that cock. Go on, come. Come like she did, feeling her cheating pussy get filled to the brim by a real man. I can tell you're close. Just release all that cum. Come like he did as he emptied his balls into your girlfriend's tiny mouth, as she struggled to keep it all in as it escaped from the corners. Come on, come like the cocks she stroked off onto her pretty face, onto her tits and her perfect hair. She was just covered in cum. Don't you want to be part of that? Or do you just want to watch? Come. Come for your girlfriend. Do it. Oh, that's a good boy. Here we go. Good boy. Oh. Doesn't that feel good? Yeah. I know how bad you needed this release. Such a good boy. Dunk it up. You just lay there. Lay there and feel your cum all over your skin. I need you to understand that this is okay. This is acceptable. This is your new life with her. Do you understand? Nod your head if you do. Good. That's so, so good. Your girlfriend is too hot not to be shared by real men. And your new purpose is to accept it and enjoy it. Pleasure yourself to it. Support it like a gracious partner. You did so, so good today. You can open your eyes now. You understand your new role? That's good. I'm so glad we can make some progress today. Here, have a few tissues and get all cleaned up. I'll meet you at the front so we can book next week's appointment.